Birders are some of the world's most enthusiastic travelers. Their passion to observe can take them to the world's far corners, and for them, Hawaii's islands are a rich offering. Enough so that an upcoming festival on the Big Island is devoted to their avocation. Rob Pacheco is an interpretive naturalist, co-founder of the Hawaii Island Festival of Birds, coming up later this month, and he's with us on the phone. Hi, Rob. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
This is a lifelong enthusiasm for you, isn't it?
I've been birding since I was a little kid, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what's an interpretive naturalist? I have to ask that to start us off.
Interpretation is a communication process that aims to engage people with resources. And so there's a science to it. There's an art to it. It's a profession. So a national park interpreter, if you go on a walk with a ranger in a national park, he's an interpreter, and he's doing interpretation. So our job is to make people love what we love.
Well, do you have much trouble doing that?
No, I think I'm pretty good at it, and Hawaii is a wonderful place to do it.
Yeah, I would think so. Is there, birders are pretty well traveled once they really become lifelong birders, aren't they?
Yes, they are. If they have the means, they go to the far ends of the world to see as many species as they can.
One of the things that's always fascinating about birding is that you're, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're content of just to look, not necessarily, I'm a photographer, so I feel lost unless I can bring back a photo, but that doesn't necessarily part of the birder consciousness, is it?
Not necessarily, but I tell you, it's, you know, I've had a tour company, Hawaii Forest and Trail, for 25 years, and we've seen a dramatic change. It's just the birding community worldwide, just with technology. Back in the day, if you wanted to shoot birds, you were shooting with film, and it was very, very difficult, and there were very few people who were dedicated enough to and skilled enough to do it. Today, you can point and shoot and get great pictures of birds, so more and more people are shooting birds, that's for sure.
Do you think that's a growing, the birding community is a growing one?
Definitely. Yeah, there's statistics all over that show that. And there's different levels of birding. You know, there's the folks who have bird feeders in their backyard that enjoy the birds that come around. And there's just very casual birders and people who bird wherever they go. And then there's serious birders that, again, you know, spend a lot of money and a lot of planning figuring out how they're going to see birds around the world.
Well,
or chase birds that are coming through that are special in there, wherever they live.
And Hawaii offers quite a mix because, I mean, we have so many visiting birds or birds passing through non-natives that have taken root, right?
Yeah, it is. We don't have a lot of species as far as the number of species, but we've got a really unique mix in a sense that first we have our native birds, including the endemic birds, which are only found in Hawaii, which are really our jewels of our forests.
Sure.
And also some of the most endangered birds on the planet. We've had more extinctions in the Hawaiian honeycreeper group of birds than any other group of birds on the planet.
Yeah.
And so that story continues. But, yeah, we've got birds that have been introduced from all over the world, five continents, and we do have an assortment of migratory birds that come back every year, like the kolea, the Pacific golden plover.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get, you know, unusual things that get blown around or lost and show up here periodically, like kingfishers and snowy owls and the sort.
Snowy owls, really?
Yeah.
Boy,
very rarely. I think
he really got lost, didn't he?
He sure did.
Well, you have that whole sort of mix that makes Hawaii probably a unique destination in that way. But when people come here from abroad or overseas, are they aware of the whole extinction, the nature of extinction in Hawaii and its history that way?
Generally, no. And even a lot of birders, who are very akamai about birds in other parts of the world, kind of don't have Hawaii on their map. And one of the important things that's happened just in the last year is that the American Birding Association has finally voted to include Hawaii in their region, which means that Hawaii birds count in the Hawaii birding list. And that just gives, you know, puts more of a focus on our birds and gets that story out, because it is a story that needs to be told. And it's a world, you know, it's an important story globally. It's an important story that, you know, all residents should know, and it's one that we're dedicated to telling.
I think it's probably one, I'm hoping it's one that has sunk in among Hawaii residents, but I'm a little surprised that the worldwide birding community isn't more aware of it, because it is, as you say, this is there are many, many world records set in Hawaii of the wrong kind, right?
Yeah. I don't know what that is all about, but Hawaii's like that. Even in the conservation, you know, community, Hawaii's just now coming into its own as far as its place in the globe. We just had the Conservation Congress here from the IUCN. It was the first time it was held in the U.S. And I remember back in the 90s, you know, hosting board members from, you know, an international conservation organization. And they were focused on the ocean. They came here to look at the oceans, but really, you know, the land stuff, they just weren't really aware. It wasn't on their radar that this was, you know, something that needed to be looked at and taken care of.
I find that as strange as you do, Rob, because, you know, there are probably few better places to study environmental degradation than Hawaii. I mean, it's as I say, lessons of all of the wrong kind, but a lot of lessons.
Yeah, indeed. And so many lessons here. You know, this is one of the best places in the world to study all sorts of aspects of science and ecology. Hawaii's coming into its own in that. That's definitely changing, and people are recognizing for what it is. This is a place that stands on its own against, you know, some of the great natural history locales of the world, the Galapagos, yeah, Madagascar, and, you know, all these great places, and Hawaii is right there alongside of them.
Unfortunately, some of that story is in what not to do, right?
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
We've had, island ecosystems are great lessons for us, because we can really see the impacts very clearly in islands.
Just because there's, as for Darwin and the Galapagos, the very fact of its being isolated and sealed off allows one to study evolution in kind of a clearer field, I would think.
It does, yeah. The isolation is just a powerful mechanism, and that's what makes, you know, Hawaii has some of the greatest, adaptive radiations and evolution in insects, plants, birds, surpassing every other place on the planet as far as what developed, you know, from something else. But it's small enough where, as Peter Batuzik from Stanford University talks about, how Hawaii is such a great model because it's small enough to where you can get a handle on it and create models, but it's complex enough that, and has enough diversity and complexity that makes it applicable to other places.
It's a really terrific location for science. Rob, tell me about the birding trail. This is on Hawaii Island. This is 90 miles from one side of the island to the other. What kind of things are you going to see on that trail?
Well, the birding trail it's not a physical trail that, you know, you hike across. It's actually a route that is anchored on the west side by Koloko Honokohau National Park, mm-hmm, and on the east side in Hilo by local Waka Pond. And so it's a route that basically takes you to different habitats and resources that are already there, that are already available to the public to go experience. And just everything from seabirds to shorebirds to the introduced urban birds up through our native forest birds and grassland birds, game birds, migrants, all the way across. It's able to capture, and it's not just a great place to go see birds, but it's that trip. It's a 90-mile trip right across the middle of the island through the saddles of Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea, and an incredible diversity of habitat and climate, and geography, plants, and it just showcases how wonderful our place is if you love nature.
If you can't find something to interest you on that trip, you're probably not looking very hard, are you, Rob?
That's right, yes.
Thanks very much for talking with us. Rob Pacheco is the co-founder of the Hawaii Island Festival of Birds and the Hawaii Island Bird Trail. The Hawaii Island Festival of Birds runs this Friday, September 15th, through Monday, September 18th.